The commit train's rolling at Auburn, but who's next?
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
What's up? We're back. Happy Friday. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast, and I'm your host, Charlie Five. We're rock and rolling. We're ready to get fired up for the weekend, and I hope today's show gets you pumped, gets you jacked, ready to get you through the weekend, get the barbecue going, get your weekend planned out. I hope this kind of kicks it off. But before we get started, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, if you want a free retirement plan that carries you all the way through the age of 95, you need to go to retirementresults.com/plan. And Ford will give you a free portfolio analysis and make sure that that gap takes you a plan, puts you a plan together to make sure that gap carries you all the way through your 95th birthday. I'll take 95 right now and call it a day. Ford Stokes is your guy. Give him a shout. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you. Great dude. And you'll make a friend at the same time. So check him out. Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management. But go to retirementresults.com/plan for your free portfolio analysis. Boy, I got tripped up over those words. But I tell you who's not been tripped up lately. And that's this Hugh Freeze and Auburn recruiting staff. They've been on an absolute heater lately. Four commits over the past 2 weeks, all positions of need, all highly rated guys, some guys that you absolutely nailed analysis evaluations on, that now you're starting to see their rankings go up, talking about Bryce Diaz. Just got a lot of momentum right now, and I think the strategy is going to be this coming up weekend is the last weekend for visits. I've kept mentioning this. Auburn's not going to have any visitors this weekend. Really crammed in all their big time visits earlier so that you could have a little bit of a longer break, because these dudes just go all out 24/7 recruiting, have some vacation, get recharged, get refocused. And in the meantime, you've got sort of some dudes lined up to keep slowly dripping out as commits over the next several weeks leading up to Big Cat Weekend, so you stay in the headlines. Eric Winters was a big time headline commit that I think was a surprise, that kind of maybe stretched some of these timelines out, because that's something everybody's been talking about all week. To get a top 100 player like Eric Winters, that everybody wanted, that Kirby wanted bad. That's something that you want to let marinate for a little while. You want to let that one stay in the headlines and marinate. But that's dwindling down a little bit. You want to stay top of mind with everybody. So I think you're going to start seeing, you know, a slow drip, maybe one a week, maybe a couple a week, throw in some 2026 guys leading all the way up to Big Cat Weekend. We're just going to talk about the near future, who we're looking at, maybe through like July 4th. You know, July 4th has typically been you try to have, a big commit or something like that, some announcements surrounding that, because, you know, everybody's off work, everybody's sort of hanging out, and there's not a lot of news, and it's something to kind of get you jacked on a holiday and be able to, you know, get you back fired up when you're, flipping burgers at the lake, at the beach, whatever you're doing, at the cookout, whatever you're doing, these type announcements sort of get you back fired up when you got some time off. So who's next? I think we got some 2025 guys coming up pretty soon, and there's some 2026 guys to have your eye on. Okay. I think we need to be watching these guys, and they're absolute studs. So let's start with 2025. Who's next in the 2025 class? In the immediate future, I believe the very next commit Auburn will have, he's put out his announcement date. He's been here a couple of times already, just came in on an official visit this past weekend. Herbert Scroggins. They call him Third. Maybe he's Herbert Scroggins the Third. I don't know. I'd love to get an explanation of what that means. But Herbert Scroggins, he's going to be a true buck edge rusher type player. I think he's athletic enough to still be able to drop back in coverage, somewhere around 6'3", 230-ish, and he's every bit of it. He's every bit of it. I've laid my eyes on him in person, not just through video. We're talking wide, we're talking long, and we're talking jacked. And this kid is, I think on the last show I talked about it when I predicted him in the class, if he's anywhere else other than Savannah, Georgia, if he's at any bigger market high school, he'd be top. He'd be one of the top 200 players in the country. And I wouldn't be shocked. I would not be shocked if once this commit happens, a lot of these recruiting services, their eyes are going to be turned. Say, let me look at this kid's film a little bit more. Let's maybe go see this kid in person. Let's invite him to one of our camp series camps. Let's see what this kid's got. I think you're going to see this guy's stock absolutely soar. Herbert Scroggins, I think he's going to be your next one on the list. And that'll be a fun one. He put out his top five. His announcement date is June 25th, which is Tuesday. So it's coming right around the bend. It's coming in close. So we'll be celebrating that one, hopefully, quickly, if and when he goes ahead and pulls the trigger to the Tigers. And I think all signs are kind of pointing that way. I feel like if Eric Winters doesn't pull the trigger over the weekend, he may have already had his commitment. But you want to give Eric as much time as you possibly can in the headlines, like I said. So Tuesday, circle that date on your calendar. I think we're going to have some fun on Tuesday talking about Herbert Third Scroggins. Continuing with the 2025 class, I really do think this thing may be winding down with Alvin Henderson. I really do. I think that there's some momentum there, even coming off of a Penn State visit. I do not care what he said in interviews from behind the scenes and things that I've heard people are talking about. I really think something may be coming to a finality one way or another with Alvin Henderson. And at the end of the day, I just think the kid is going to be at Auburn. I've felt that way this whole time, even when he committed to Penn State. I think the day of, I did a show and said I just don't see how that kid ends up at Penn State in Happy Valley. I just do not see that working out. Even though, you know, they have had a very good track record with running backs, they got some studs there right now. At the end of the day, just kid seems like an Auburn guy. He's been here a lot. And funny thing about him, man, a lot of people, I don't really understand. I don't get it. Maybe it's the Twitter stuff, the stopwatches, the hourglasses, things. Maybe people are sort of exhausted at this, some of the stuff he does on Twitter, but like, we're trying to flip a lot of guys. Like, we're trying to flip a lot of dudes that are committed elsewhere. So, but for whatever reason, Alvin seems to rub people the wrong way sometimes. But I'm just saying, this kid's good, and it's going to make a huge impact in state. You got to be patient now. It seems like everybody is going – almost half your class now seems like it's a flip, you know, or has at least had a commitment at some point elsewhere. A lot of times you got to commit early to get a spot. There's some NIL, incentive to go ahead and pull the trigger early at some places. I mean, look at USC. You know, you think it's a coincidence that, three big five stars all committed to USC around the same time early, and now two of them have already backed off. You're trying to flip another one with Juju Lewis that could be backing off soon. There's some incentives to commit places early. So you got to understand that. You got to look at it through their point of view. But I think this thing's winding down with Alvin Henderson one way or the other. But I feel like it's going to end up in Auburn's favor. The kid is explosive. I mean, 35-ish hundred yards rushing last year. I don't care about the classifications. That's straight up domination. Okay. If you're at a lower classification, that's what you need to be doing. Okay. Remember Derrick Henry? Derrick Henry played at like a 1A or 2A high school in Florida, I believe. Very small school, ran for like 5,000 yards a year. Okay. He did what he was supposed to do. And that's what Alvin's doing. Much smaller back, much wider skill set. And honestly, I've watched a little bit of their offense. It's like the Notre Dame box. It's a terrible offense, but he makes it happen. He makes it happen. So I'm hoping that as this thing winds down, they go ahead and put the clamps on Alvin and he go ahead and get him in the class. Next on the list, this one's been consistent for a while. I'm looking at, I believe he's either said in a tweet or he's put out there that July 4th date. You know, I talked about July 4th. Just be watching before, after, right around July 4th, Jacoby Ward, interior offensive lineman, St. Benedictine High School, Academy, High School, Military School, whatever you want to call it, in Savannah, Georgia. Same school, Herbert Scroggins. Same school, Holden Gariner. Dude's got offers from everybody, and they all really want this kid badly. Auburn really wants this kid badly and put the finishing touches on this offensive line class and then see what happens after that. If you can make a big run at one of the five stars, if there's any attrition, whatever, you want this kid in your class. You want this kid to be a road grader offensive guard for 3 to 4 years. And this is a kid that can do it. This is a kid that can do it. Another kid that if he's anywhere else other than a military school in Savannah, Georgia, he's probably got a lot more eyes on him, a lot better ranking. Auburn loves him. Other schools love him and would take his commitment. I think Auburn wins out, and I'm eyeing that July 4th little window for him. So we got so far we got Scroggins, third Scroggins. We got Alvin. We got Jacoby Ward. We got a couple more we're going to talk about. But before we do, we got to give a shout out to PlainsCoffee.com. Use coupon code BUTTON to take 10% off every single order from now until they shut this place down. We may end up selling all the coffee and they have to shut down. So, but more than likely that's not going to happen. But cool flavors for tons of different taste buds. You can get it super dark. You can get it super light, and all in between. Decaf, regular, caffeinated, decaf, whatever, they got it. And then if you don't like coffee, they got tea too. So stop buying the big box store stuff that's been sitting on the shelves for months. Get your coffee freshly ground, freshly roasted, days before it ships, smelling good the doorstep. So check them out, plainscoffee.com. Use coupon code BUTTON for 10% off. All right, moving on in the 2026 class, one more guy that I'm looking at that could possibly pull the trigger between now and that July 4th-ish window. I think there's more past that, but we'll talk about that when we get there. Let's see what happens over the next 2 weeks leading up to that 4th of July holiday and the weekend that comes after. I think 4th of July is on a Thursday, so you could have a long weekend, and hopefully we have a long weekend with possibly some commits around that. So Zion Grady. I really like Zion Grady. Zion Grady is one of your high four-star kids, going to be another edge player, but a bigger frame, a little bit bigger frame than even a third Scroggins. Even though third is wide and long, I think he's more of like a 6'3", 240-ish type player. Zion's a little bit taller, a little bit longer, got a frame. He could probably play up at the 250, 260 range, maybe even a little bit bigger and move down to a true end. But Auburn loves this kid. Eric Winters, obviously you know, is his teammate, and he's just came in for a visit. I think he's penciled in to come back for Big Cat Weekend. Auburn would love to go ahead and get this kid to pull the trigger. I think there's some talk that he could also be wanting to go ahead and end this thing around that July 4th weekend. So can Auburn be that school? I think so. I think Auburn would love to go ahead and get Zion Grady in this class. And if he's ready to pull the trigger around that time, I think it's going to be Auburn. You got Miami that's battling. You got Florida State that's battling. You even got Alabama. He's a former Alabama commit. I don't think there's been much smoke there, but it seems like Auburn's battling these Florida schools. And it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all because Miami's put a lot of pressure on him. And I think they're very competitive in the NIL space. Florida State's putting a lot of pressure on him. We'll see what happens, but I think that's one to watch around that July 4th window. So for your 2026 or 2025 guys, I think the ones to watch over the next couple weeks leading up to that 4th of July weekend and everything that surrounds it, you got Herbert Scroggins, feel like it's a lock. Alvin Henderson, feel like something could happen here pretty soon, one way or the other. It could be that Auburn looks elsewhere and goes ahead and takes a commitment from someone else, or he could go ahead and jump in this class. But one way or the other, I think that's coming to a finality. Jacoby Ward, you've just sort of been waiting on this one. I feel like you've done really well in this recruitment, got him locked up, and you're just sort of waiting for the right time to announce it. That July 4th weekend, that July 4th time frame is something I'm looking at. And then Zion Grady, who's talked about going ahead, possibly pulling the trigger and ending his recruitment early in July and getting him a spot somewhere. I feel pretty good. It could be Auburn. So let's see what happens there. 2026 is not off the table either. Okay. I think you're going to have several 2026 guys. And right now I think it's going to be all in-state guys that could go ahead and pull the trigger and get this class rolling. You got two commits currently in the 2026 class, and they're both studs. They're both absolute freak shows, okay? You got Denarius Gray, who's a top wide receiver from this, I believe the same high school that Sean Shivers came from, that Shamadon, Madonna, something like that, South Central-ish Florida, 6'2", 6'3". He's been committed for a while. He's showed out at every camp he's been at. And then you got Kai Ellis, I believe, who is going to be your center moving forward. And they love this guy. This kid has also been another dude that has absolutely dominated at camps that he's been at, that gets a lot of comparisons already to Connor Liu. And boy, oh boy, if you could have a true Kyle, I guess it's Kyle is the way it's pronounced, Kyle Ellis, the way he's dominated camps, you got a solid dude in the middle, big center from Georgia that you feel really good about. And I think you could be adding to that again quickly. You know, a lot of people gave me grief about my prediction that I think by the end of July, Auburn could have the number one ranked 2026 class. But I think when you start talking about some of these kids that could pull the trigger, you'll see what I'm talking about. So the first one I want to talk about really quick, Hezekiah Harris. He is a high four-star. On three, he's the number 16 player in the country, which people don't think people understand how On Three does their ranking. So at the end of the day, there's about 32 five-stars in every class for On Three, but they don't release all 32. They don't give the fifth star to all 32 at once. They typically are at 10. If you look right now, I think they only have 10 five stars. Okay. And then as the season starts, they may bump that to 25. And then by the end of the rankings, they'll have 32 because kids move, they go up and down. So you don't want to give a kid, just throw out five stars early, wait till you sort of get more data. And then as you release, you get bigger and you get bigger. You feel better about giving the kids a five star. That's why when people, you know, Buck, when you talk about Broderick Scholl as a five star, well, he's the number 19th overall rated player. So if that ranking holds, at the end of the day, 19 is inside 32. It's inside 25. So by the next time they do rankings, he's on pace to be a five star on three. Hezekiah Harris, number 16 overall player on three. He's a number 22 overall player on 247. He's a top 100 player on Rivals, top 100 player on ESPN. Absolute stud from Huntsville, Alabama. He's been here a ton. I've honestly felt like he's almost committed multiple times. I'd be on the lookout for Hezekiah Harris. Kid's going to be an Auburn Tiger. I just feel it. He's going to be an Auburn Tiger, and he's an absolute freak show. Like I said, he's already as a upcoming junior, He's already 6'5", 230. He could probably play. He could probably compete as a college freshman next year. I mean, he's only going to be a junior in high school. Still got a couple of years left. He's a stud. He's the number two overall rated player in the state of Alabama. I think he's going to be on the Auburn Tiger commit list very, very soon. And then the last guy we're going to talk about from the 2026 class, one of my favorite names, one of my favorite players in this class, in this 2026 class, linebacker from Mobile, Cottage Hill Christian Academy, Shedarius Tootle. You want to talk about a man-child already. He may not even be sick. He's got you'd think he'd be 16 years old. We'll check on that. You're talking 16 years old, and he's already 6'3", 210, 215, prototype linebacker at the next level. Again, I think he's sort of looking at that July 4th-ish window. Don't know if it's going to be before, don't know if it's going to be after, but I feel really, really good. If you got to follow his dad on Twitter too. Dude puts out a lot of great content. I think his name's Shadrick Tootle. He just posted a picture. He's in a amazing, beautiful Auburn blazer, an orange blazer with the AUs, you know, all over it. It's sick. It's sick, and I want one. I mean, that screams Charlie Five. I got to get one of those blazers. Hopefully he can help me out on the details there. But I think you got a really good chance to go ahead and get this kid in your class. He's the number three player in the state of Alabama next year. So you're talking in the next 2 weeks, you could have the number two and the number three player already in your 2026 class. Don't feel like it's reaching. When I talked about Auburn possibly having the number one 2026 class by the end of July, this is a reason why. This is the reason why. So let's keep an eye on these 2026 guys. You get them in early. Even though flips happen often, you still feel better about being able to hold somebody than you do flipping somebody. I feel like it's a lot easier to hold a commitment than it is to flip a commitment. So you get him in early, create some buzz already, and then who knows what happens by the end of Big Cat Weekend. You still got Jamichael Garrett out there that's put a commitment date at the end of July, who's a top 10 player in the state of Alabama. You got Tank Jones that's talked about, possibly pulling the trigger and getting it done in the state of Alabama this summer. You just had, I believe, the number you just had the number five player on campus. His name escapes me. If you give me a second, I'll have it. He's a corner from Gadsden that was here. So you're talking, you could have you really have a chance opportunity to land the top four players in the state. Zion Gibson, corner from Gadsden City, Alabama, was just here this past weekend. Then you look at number five, you got Vodney Cleveland that's got a lot of Auburn buzz from Prattville. So a lot of stuff that could happen in this 2026 class. I think these two guys really get it kicked off with the two you already have. So that's what I'm looking at over the next couple of weeks. I think that's some guys leading up to the July 4th weekend. I'd love to get all of them. Hey, that'd be pretty dope. If you got all six of those guys, that'd be some fireworks, no pun intended, going off between now and the 4th of July. So y'all have a great weekend. This was another great week. A lot of action, a lot of fun, and I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. So we're going to have a lot of fun talking about recruiting. If you love talking about recruiting, this is the place for you because we pretty much talk about it every single day as this commit season. It's commit season. So if you enjoyed this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. If you disagree with me, get in the comments and let's get after it. Let's mix it up. Let's do what we got to do. And then we'll get back at it on Monday. Who knows? We may have a commit over the weekend. The way things are going, you may have another surprise over the weekend. And if we do, you know we're going to talk about it. I think I want to deep dive a little bit more into this 2026 class on Monday and just get after it. So y'all have a great weekend. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. I'll try to keep you up to date on anything that pops over the weekend. And I really appreciate all the support. I really appreciate all the comments, all the views, all the likes, everything. It's been a fun ride. So, and we're going to keep it going. So again, y'all have a great weekend. Another episode of the Top Button Podcast, another week in the books. Y'all have a great weekend and stay button.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.